A Citizens Task Force to advise the Assembly on its development of procedures for public testimony met at the Lusac Library. Jane Anthic is the chair of the task force. She says the group has been reviewing many issues.
Issues that are of concern are the public notice that people receive about an ordinance that is being considered by the Assembly. Also, it includes what happens when people come to participate. How much time do they have to be able to articulate their point of view? How do they know where their issue is on the agenda? And how do people find out about things that are going on within the Municipal Assembly?
The Assembly created the task force in June after considerable community outrage over how the Assembly handled taking public testimony about Anchorage Land Use Law, also known as Title 21. Weeks later, an ordinance called AO37 proposed changes to the labor union bargaining process and drew hundreds who protested and testified. The Assembly voted to limit public testimony. The American Civil Rights Union threatened to sue the Assembly for violating Anchorage's charter and its Bill of Rights. Assembly Chair Ernie Hall said that he was just trying to be practical. He crafted an ordinance that would have limited public testimony, but it was eventually tabled. Joelle Hall is director of the Alaska AFL-CIO and a member of the task force. She asked if there might be a better forum for sharing public testimony, which is sent to Assembly members' personal email accounts, and citizen Heather Ireland responded.
If we had a way to do online public testimony, it was like a bulletin board where you could do public testimony that was visible to the Assembly members as well as to the public at large. Do you think that would be a valuable addition that would not supplant in-person public testimony?
Yeah, I think there could be a lot of value to that. What those people had to say should be shared with the public at large, and it shouldn't just come down to who knows who and who can influence who.
The 10-member group has met 3 times. The task force will hold a second public meeting to collect more testimony October 1st. Their recommendations to the Assembly are due October 8th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.